The Tony Awards for the Best Theater of 2006-2007 will be handed out tonight, and there's a good crop of nominees. This past season, 11 new plays, a dozen new musicals, and another dozen revivals made it to Broadway. Now, it's not our style to predict who'll take home the evening's top prizes. It is our style to let someone else go out on a limb, and reporter Jeff London found just the man for the job.
For 25 years, Gerard Alessandrini has made it his business to follow the ups and downs of Broadway and make fun of it.
There's a great white way where the white is gray and the great is only okay. And the stars we toast give themselves a roast.
Forbidden Broadway.
Alessandrini is the creator of Forbidden Broadway, the popular off-Broadway revue which spoofs Broadway's hit shows and famous personalities.
You know, we can't spoof the flops. You can really only spoof the shows that people are seeing. So if you're in Forbidden Broadway, you're usually in there with good company, usually the Tony Award-winning musical for Best Musical, and it's like kicking when they're up, not down. And I would kick them when they're down, but nobody gets it.
Don't cry for me, Barbara Streisand. The truth is, I never liked you.
When Forbidden Broadway opened, Evita, starring Patti LuPone, was all the rage. Since then, Gerard Alessandrini has gone to see practically every show that's opened on Broadway, an expensive proposition since he usually pays for the tickets himself. Over the years, he's tracked Broadway trends with a loving but merciless eye, skewering the biggest hits by taking music from them and writing parody lyrics. Les Miserables didn't escape his poison darts.
It's a great, easy target. It's about one of the French revolutions, and it's a very serious story, and it's just chock full of melodramatic aspects and theatrical aspects, so it's very spoofable.
God, it's high. This song's too high. Pity me. Change the key.
This year's crop of Tony nominees are about to get the Alessandrini treatment in a new edition of Forbidden Broadway. At a break during rehearsals, he talked about the past season.
I thought that this was a very substantial season and one of the most exciting that I can remember.
Alessandrini had some predictions about who will win the Tony Awards, beginning with Best Play.
Victor was trying to get rid of objective reality, but Hegel shows that reality can't be ignored.
That's Ethan Hawke in The Coast of Utopia, Tom Stoppard's three-part epic of Russian intellectual history, which many believe will win the award. But Alessandrini has a different pick.
If I had a guess, I would say Radio Golf, because Coast of Utopia isn't running, and I think people are aware of that. And I think, you know, August Wilson, that's his last play, and it's an American play.
Radio Golf was the final installment of August Wilson's 10-play cycle about African-Americans in the 20th century.
You get to be mayor, you're going to be the mayor of the black folks or the white folks.
Well, if I win, I'm going to be the mayor of the city of Pittsburgh. I'm going to be the mayor of all the people.
As for Best Actor in a Play, Alessandrini thinks the Tony is a race between Liev Schreiber's star turn as a tortured radio personality in Talk Radio and Frank Langella as a tortured ex-president in Frost Nixon.
I let down my friends. I let down the country. I let down our system of government and the dreams of all those young people that ought to get into government but will think it's all too corrupt and the rest. I made so many bad judgments.
But the economic engine of Broadway is its musicals. And the biggest and potentially most lucrative prize every year is the Tony Award for Best Musical. Alessandrini has been feverishly writing parodies about the nominees for the new edition of Forbidden Broadway.
We definitely want to do Spring Awakening and Grey Gardens and Mary Poppins, the nominated musicals, because I think they'll be around for a while. I think people will be talking about them.
Since Mary Poppins came to town, you intellects will blush. So many Disney characters, you'll get a sugar rush. There's Lion King and Tarzan, Mrs. Potts and Little Bill. You think you're at a Broadway show, but you're in Disney hell. It's stupid, careless, fictional, nonsensical verboseness. Even though the sound of it may give it grandioseness, using it will put put you in a state of comatose. Stupid, careless fiction, no nonsensical abuseness.
That's Aaron Crosby doing the freshly minted Mary Poppins parody in Forbidden Broadway. Creator Gerard Alessandrini says he admires all the nominees, but he has no question about which show will win.
Well, best musical is easy. It's Spring Awakening, and it is the best musical of the year. Spring Awakening has the reviews. It's very groundbreaking. It's very different. It's very real. It's a real flesh and blood musical, which we haven't had in a while.
Spring Awakening by Duncan Sheik and Steven Sader is the story of adolescent angst and sexuality, set in 19th century Germany with a 21st century alt-rock score. And the songs often use words that can't be mentioned on the air.
There's a moment you know.
Alessandrini's parody of Spring Awakening asks whether the show's sensibilities will play in Peoria.
Well, he bleeds all right, and every night all the young adults will wonder why. Totally bleeds, but we still get high, so come on, give us a try.
After 25 years of sticking his finger in Broadway's eye, Alessandrini finally was invited to the grown-ups table when he was given a special Tony honor for Forbidden Broadway last fall.
They gave this big private party at Tavern on the Green, and it was presented by Angela Lansbury. And actually, I was kind of surprised because people hadn't mentioned it over the years, but I thought that they wouldn't do that for a show that sort of skewed Broadway for all these years. But I'm glad they have a good sense of humor and was extremely honored by it.
Forbidden Broadway, The Roast of Utopia, starts performances this Wednesday. The Tony Awards are on CBS this evening at 8 p.m. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Don't forget the Broadway classics, shocking in their day. Rent, like Cottage and Hair and Equus, now don't seem risque. Cabaret and West Side Story shook up everything. Maybe the new chorus line is Spring Awakening. We'll be bleeped all right, and every night all the young adults will wonder why. Totally bleeped, but we still get high, so come on, give us a try. Totally bleeped.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.